The Assiniboia Club. The Assiniboia Club was one of the first private clubs established in the then Northwest Territories. Founded in 1882, the Assiniboia Club began as a musical association initiated by 8 men from Regina. Within its first year of operation, it became a private men's club. The building on Victoria Avenue was the club's third home, custom built for its purposes. It was completed in 1912 for the price of $57,000, over $1.2 million today. The building was designed in the Queen Anne Revival style by notable Regina architects Story and Van Egmond. This 19th century style has been called eclectic, varied, colorful, and lighthearted. It is noted for its classical features: irregular roof lines, dormers, gables, ornamented chimney stacks, and a dizzying variety of building materials. The first and second floors were home to club services like the dining room, a billiard room, and a reading room, while the third floor consisted of living quarters for members. At the time of the building's completion, membership fees were $100 a year for resident members, more than $2,000 now. For decades, the Assiniboia Club was the most exclusive club in Regina. The Regina Leader Post noted, "The Assiniboia Club is not a political club, and yet it occupies an unofficial niche in political walls." Saskatchewan's political elites were all members. The Lieutenant Governor, territorial and provincial premiers, provincial members of the Legislative Assembly, and Regina's mayors were all given memberships. For most of the club's existence, memberships were offered to men only. The building had a section for female guests who were accompanied by members, and a door on the west side of the building, now bricked over, but still visible, led to the ladies' section. Women had access to their own cloakroom, washroom, lounge, and a modest dining room. The club first granted women access to the main dining room in 1972. However, women were still not allowed to access other areas like the library or card rooms. The 1988 Assiniboia Club annual report expressed the concern that there was an increasing awareness that the restrictive nature of our membership eligibility is inconsistent with the general norms that have evolved in our society. The following year, the club voted to allow women to join. The Honorable Sylvia Fedorick, Saskatchewan's first female lieutenant governor, and Dr. Roberta McKay were the first female members to join. Dr. McKay was appointed to the social committee, but felt a resistance to change among the male club members, and she decided not to renew her membership. Despite changes and attempts to adapt, the model of the club was fast becoming unworkable in modern times. After 125 years of operation, the Assiniboia Club closed in 2007. The main floor is now home to a vibrant restaurant, Crave, which has maintained the historic nature and name of the building. Although the building's purpose has changed, it still stands as a representation of fine architecture and a story of social change and progress in Regina's downtown. Head south down Hamilton Street for 2 blocks until you come to Central Park. Please feel free to wander the park as you listen to the tour.